The reading today is Matthew 14, verses 13 to 21. Jesus feeds the 5,000. When Jesus heard what had happened, he withdrew by boat privately to a solitary place. Hearing of this, the crowds followed him on foot from the towns. When Jesus landed and saw a large crowd, he had compassion on them and healed their sick. As evening approached, the disciples came to him and said, "This is a remote place, and it's already getting late. Send the crowds away so that they can go to the villages and buy themselves some food." Jesus replied, "They do not need to go away. Give them something to eat." "We only have 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish," they answered. "Bring them here to me," he said. And he directed the people to sit on the grass. Taking the 5 loaves and the 2 fish, and looking up to heaven, he gave thanks and broke the loaves. Then he gave them to the disciples, and the disciples gave them to the people. They all ate and were satisfied. The disciples picked up 12 basketfuls of broken pieces that were left over. The number of those who ate was about 5,000 men, besides women and children.
Let's just pray together as we look at God's word. Let's pray. Lord God, we thank you that your word is living and active. We thank you it speaks into our hearts and our minds. And we pray that as we look at your word today, that you might challenge us and comfort us and inspire us in equal measure. For we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, sometimes when we read the Gospels, I think we can underestimate the effect that Jesus had on people and how desperate people were to be with Jesus. And this clearly comes across in our passage today. Now, as we think about this passage today, what I really want to think about is hunger. And not just physical hunger. And yes, there is some of that, of course, in this passage, but also spiritual hunger. And I want to ask the question today, are we hungry? Not physically hungry, but are we spiritually hungry? Now, many of us, of course, have never truly experienced real hunger. There are, of course, times when we say we're famished, don't we? Those times when we come in, perhaps having had a long walk or a long day at work, and we come into our house and we say, "Oh, we could eat a horse." But not many watching this today will have experienced long-lasting hunger like is experienced in some other countries. But in our nation, perhaps we need to pray for a spiritual hunger, a hungering after God. Now, our passage today in Matthew chapter 14 starts with Jesus hearing some news. We presume that this is the news that John the Baptist has died and has been beheaded at the hands of Herod. Though also it might be the news that Herod the Tetrarch has heard about Jesus, heard about his miracles, and thinks that Jesus is John the Baptist reborn or reincarnated. And so, possibly, with his life under threat, Jesus withdraws. Now, my own inclination is that in verse 13, it relates to verse 12, and Jesus hearing the news about John the Baptist being beheaded. And I guess that Jesus would want to withdraw after hearing that news, perhaps to reflect upon it. You see, John the Baptist had been the forerunner, and now John was gone. And so the time was approaching for Jesus to come and do what he had ultimately come to do, and to save mankind by dying on the cross. And so Jesus wants time alone to pray and to seek the Father. And so he withdraws privately by boat and goes to the other side of the lake to a solitary place. I guess years and years ago, people might have left from Portincross and gone over to Arran or to Little Cumbrae for a bit of solitude. And so Jesus makes his way across the lake. But when the crowds hear of this, they don't go back to their own homes, thinking that their time with Jesus is now over. No, rather, they walk all the way around the lake to the other side of the lake, and they find Jesus on the other side. And so when Jesus lands, having made that trip over by boat, there's already a large crowd that has gathered. You see, what I want you to notice is that the people were so desperate to be with Jesus. Now, I don't know about you, but those times when you have plans and when you have a day off planned just to have some peace and quiet and to do your own thing, when those plans are spoiled, as sometimes they can be, and things don't go to plan, I don't know about you, but I can get quite grumpy or quite huffy. Spoiled plans. There's nothing worse, is there? Especially if it's been something that we've been really looking forward to. And I guess we've had to deal with that a lot during this pandemic, spoiled plans. But though Jesus is wanting some time to reflect and to be alone, when he lands, Jesus sees this large crowd and he has compassion on them. And in Mark's gospel, it says that Jesus had compassion on them because they were like sheep without a shepherd. Jesus had compassion. In the place where I would be grumpy and huffy, Jesus showed love and care for the people. Now, just as an aside this morning, it's important for us to note that Jesus is never too busy, never too preoccupied, that even when we are in need, he won't be there for us. You see, I've spoken to people in the past who are really struggling, and yet they won't bring their need to God because they think that God is too busy, or it's too small a request in the light of all the needs in the world, and God therefore won't care or won't listen. Whereas actually, that issue is a big issue for that person. What I want to assure you of today is that Jesus has time for you. Look at how, even at what would be seen as an inconvenient time, an inconvenient moment, Jesus has compassion. He doesn't run off and say, look, you know, come tomorrow. He stops with the people. Jesus is willing to show compassion to you in your time of need. He's never inconvenienced. And so Jesus spends time with the crowd, time with the people, time healing them. And in the other Gospels, we're told that he teaches too. And the people are desperate to be with Jesus. So hungry are they for spiritual food. And the question for us this morning is, are we the same? You see, what's interesting here is that as evening approaches, it's the disciples that say to Jesus to send the crowds away to the villages to get food. The people themselves don't actually ask for anything. And what I want you to see is that people were so desperate to be with Jesus that in many ways they came unprepared. No one had any foresight to bring food with them. Or actually only one did. And John's Gospel tells us that a boy brought 5 loaves and 2 fish. But what I want you to see is that the people left everything to come to Jesus. A picture, perhaps, of what it means to be a Christian, to leave everything and to come to Jesus. And the wonderful thing is that the people come to Jesus and he has compassion on them and he meets their need, all their needs. He heals and he teaches. And when the disciples suggest sending the crowds away, what does Jesus do? He firstly uses it as a teaching opportunity for the disciples. He says to them, you give them something to eat. And when they, in their helplessness, say they only have 5 loaves and 2 fish, Jesus shows them his power and that nothing is impossible for him who trusts. Because Jesus takes the bread, gives thanks to God, a bit more than just saying grace. It's a complete declaration and a declaration of complete trust and confidence in the Father, that the Father is able to do something in this situation. And Jesus breaks the bread and the fish. The disciples give it out. And the most amazing thing happens. Everyone eats. All are satisfied. Indeed, there are 12 basketfuls left over. Now, some have interpreted this as meaning that when Jesus gave thanks, that suddenly all the people produced their own lunchboxes, so to speak, and then began eating. And so some people have tried to take the supernatural element out of this story. But there's no hint of that here. This is a miracle. From 5 loaves and 2 fish, Jesus fed 5,000. Now notice it says in our passage, 5,000 men, besides women and children. So a good 8,000 to 10,000 people perhaps were fed in this miracle, perhaps more. Nothing is impossible with God. He provides for all the people's needs. Indeed, he provides more than is needed because that is the kind of God he is, gracious, kind, and compassionate. And we must never doubt that this is what God is like in his character. God gives good gifts to his children. He provides for their daily needs. He gives them their daily bread as we pray in the Lord's Prayer. And so I simply ask you this morning, if you are in need, have you truly brought that need to God? Because God delights to listen to his children and to answer prayer, if only we call out to him. So Jesus sees the people who are hungry, hungry for spiritual food, and he feeds them, hungry for physical food, and he feeds them. And through this great miracle, he shows that he truly is divine, that he truly is God's Son. Are we hungry this morning? Do you believe that Jesus is the answer to our spiritual hunger? Are we willing to leave everything to pursue Jesus? You see, when you look at the people who have travelled around the lake to meet Jesus, there is a sense of desperation, isn't there? They're just so desperate to be with Jesus. And maybe we say to ourselves that, you know, we're not quite in such a desperate situation. But I wonder if we truly, truly are. If actually we too are desperate. You see, we need a sense of desperation in our lives. You see, there might have been some people in Jesus' day who decided they weren't going to travel around the lake because that was just too much effort. Those who weren't going to go without food and without the comforts of home, they would just prefer to be at home, enjoy their meal at home. But see what they miss by staying at home? They miss this amazing miracle. They missed this display of divine power, showing Jesus' glory. They would have missed it. Who instead saw it? Those who were desperate. Those who were needy. And I want to suggest to you that each one of our situations is such that we are in desperate need of Jesus. And we need to come to him. And when we do, he will in no manner turn us away. You see, Jesus is filled with compassion and he will provide for us. You see, there is a place for desperation that we have nowhere else to go but to come to Jesus. What about you today? Now, the last thing I want to say from this passage today is to put this passage in its wider context. You see, remember, after Jesus' parables in chapter 13, that we have seen different responses to Jesus and to the kingdom of heaven. In his hometown of Nazareth, Jesus is rejected. Herod beheads John the Baptist, rejecting the truth, and will eventually reject Jesus and the kingdom. But here, we see people like sheep without a shepherd, desperate for Jesus, desperate for the kingdom. These are the one that Jesus came to save. What does Jesus himself say? The Son of Man came to seek and to save those who are lost. You see, those were the ones who were coming into the kingdom. Today, are you spiritually hungry? Are you desperate? If you're not, ask God to stir in your heart that hunger, that desperation in your soul, that you might see your need of him, and that you might be filled with all the fullness of God. Shall we just pray together? Let's pray. Lord God, we thank you for your word to us this day. And we thank you for the way that the people were desperate, desperate to be with you, Lord Jesus, because they were so spiritually hungry. We confess, Lord God, that sometimes in our own lives, we're just satisfied with our lot. We're satisfied just with living out our daily life. But we pray that you would stir within us a real spiritual hunger, a real desperation to be with you. We thank you that we see in this passage that Jesus shows compassion and he shows mercy, that he longs for people to come to him, to put their faith and trust in him. He longs to give them good gifts. We see how he did miracles, how he healed the sick, how he taught the people, because they were like sheep without a shepherd. Lord God, we pray that we would be willing to bring all our issues, however big or small they might be, before you, knowing that you're a God of compassion, a God who cares, and a God who can minister to us in our time of need. So, Lord God, speak to us through your word today, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen.